This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, if you're watching right now, you see I'm looking at the TV set. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. And I do appreciate you guys tuning in with me. I appreciate you guys spending time with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you're going to be watching, but you've chosen this one, and I very much do appreciate it. So the reason I was joking and kind of giggling is they were showing the support for Kim Jong-un, little round boy. He looks like a boy, doesn't he? I mean, he looks, truly, when you see his pictures, doesn't he look like a little teenage kid? Maybe 17, 18 years old, can't figure out how to cut his hair. I mean, have you seen his haircut? Most guys don't want to be that bald that early. He's got the thing cut a third of the way back. But anyway, so I remember when his dad died, and people, you know, were crying and wailing, and he was upset they weren't crying and wailing enough until they started dragging people off the street, and they weren't to be found anymore. Do you know what I mean? So when you see that, yeah, you can't do anything but kind of giggle and go, those people are walking the streets, they're almost like a Heil Hitler type of sign going on. Right? And supposedly they're supporting him. No, they don't want to die. You know, as pathetic as their little life is over there in North Korea, they don't want to die. And that's why they're doing what they're doing, those poor things. And I'm not saying that to put them down. And when I say the pathetic little lives, I'm not putting them down. I'm really not. But they are pathetic little lives. They get electricity, what, 2.5 hours a day? And that's why I say, why would you give these people millions of dollars? You give them millions of dollars for what? Billions in his case. So he can get fatter and better haircuts, maybe? Because it ain't going to the people. They're not getting nickel one. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'll get to that little Asian firecracker boy there in a few minutes. You know, there was an app. It's called FaceApp. I'm not familiar with it. I didn't use it. I don't like to do goofy things like that on my smartphone. I actually like to use my smartphone as a smartphone to get data and information. But I guess it was an application called FaceApp. And it had to be pulled, or a certain portion of it had to be redone because it was called racist filters. And the reason it was called racist filters was because it would allow you to see what you would look like as an Asian, as Middle Eastern, as black. So they felt all that was just, you know, now you can't do that. That's wrong. Why? I wouldn't do it to make fun of anybody. I'd be curious. You know, whether you people want to admit it or not, you know, you politically correct yohos, there is a difference. And there's a reason why there's a difference. Years ago, I did a show around the changes and the differences. Asians look the way they do for a reason. The way their eyes are like that for a reason. Black people aren't black because God or whatever, but hey, I think I'll make you black today. It's that whole chemical makeup that we have and coming from the African continent, if you would, or Belize or any one of those places where, the sun is on you 24/7. The sun is intense. There's a reason for these things. Reason why the quote-unquote white people in Alaska look a little different than the white people in Georgia. Right? Some of these differences are because of the areas that you're in. I'm not going to make it a whole hour show like I did back then, but I'm tired of people getting all wigged out because of these things. And somebody did it with Donald Trump. Did you see this? Donald Trump is an Asian, as a Middle Easterner, as a black man. Yeah, it's interesting. It's not making fun of anybody, but it's interesting. So the reason they pulled it was because a whole bunch of people sent an email to the company saying that the feature wasn't particularly sensitive. Well, I didn't know that everything we did had to be sensitive to some other group or some other ethnicity or what have you. And the company said, hey, we put those ethnicity filters, changers, whatever, and they were designed to be equal in all aspects. There was never anything meant they weren't put in there to make fun of, or they didn't have, they weren't supposed to be positive or negative or anything along those lines. They were just simply to see what you would look like should you have come from a different part of the country. I mean, a different part of the planet. And now we've got to the point, right? Now we've got to the point where anything that isn't exactly 100% right on is a shot against a particular group. And that's how far we've come with it. That's how bad this has got. Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll come back. We are going to deal with what a pain North Korea has been over the years. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll listen to Real Sight on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. We can buy that book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping, White Guy, all the labels that we were told not to label others with, they label us with. So buy the book. Learn how to push back. Do not let them. I've been going through this for years. Do not let the left define what the words mean. Do not let them define how you're supposed to act because that's what they believe. I mean, ultimately, if you look at it, see, I already started. If you look at all the aggravation the left has caused when it comes to them shouting, making you feel bad, forcing you to be what they perceive to be as politically correct, the number of those people is so small, and you let them do it. You let them do it. I didn't let them do it. You let them do it. I push it every day. You know, I got one of the nicest compliments today. I actually had somebody come up to me at a restaurant and say, you know what, I love what you write. I know that you don't do the things you do just to start trouble, but I love the fact that you're willing just to call it out. Simply just call it out for what it is and let people think about it. And you know what? I'm not special. I barely made it out of high school, for God's sakes. I am not special. I've had a couple of successful businesses. I've had a couple of non-successful businesses. I mean, I've had the same problems and challenges and successes that a lot of you listening tonight have had. So I'm not that much different than you, other than I probably, because I have a studio at my house. I mean, that's probably the only major difference. But you've got to talk about this stuff openly. It is time to stop talking to North Korea. Let me rephrase that. It's time to stop giving them money. It's time to stop treating them the way we've treated them for years. It is time to take action. And one of the only presidents that was willing to take action, and as one person said, give them a nuclear enema, was President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Now, you can look this up yourself. This was written in the New York Times, Time Magazine, other places as well. That Eisenhower threatened to use the bomb with them. And actually, he threatened to use the bomb on China as well. I don't know if you knew that. But not to get China under submission. When he threatened to use the bomb with China, he threatened in a fashion where you either help get Korea under control or we're going to bomb you. And I did not know this. Think about what's going on right now between Korea and Sissy. This will prove I do my homework from time to time when it comes to the shows. But Korea, when it was split up, you know, after the Korean War, I don't know if you, but the Soviets had control of the North, and the U.S. occupied the South. And when the split came, most of the infrastructure, most of the power plants, the bridges, the roads, the infrastructure, everything, the part of the of Korea that was the most advanced was North Korea. I want you to think about that. South Korea was in the Dark Ages. And now, South Korea, I mean, where do you think you get your smartphones from? They've got it going on. And North Korea, they don't get power 2 hours a day. So apparently, President Eisenhower's administration in 1953 decided that they were going to use atomic bombs, should they need to. They were getting ready to use atomic bombs in North Korea and Communist China. They were going to do whatever it took to end the war. We don't have that stomach anymore. Americans have lost the stomach to do that. Now we got to worry, you know, you got this, yeah, civilian casualties you have to worry about. What if you take, you know, I mean, there are so many things that we put in place to keep us from doing these things. Does it mean we've evolved? We've become smarter, more civil? I don't think so. I think we've become more cowardly. We've become less willing to fight for what we believe to be truth. Once the armistice was achieved on July 27, 1953, the Eisenhower administration continued. They didn't stop. They didn't put the bombs away. They didn't hang them up to dry out someplace. Oh, they continued to make sure that they had plans to use a nuclear weapon if the communists renewed the war. Right? Which the North Koreans started in 1950. That coffee's good. President Eisenhower took off in January 1953 after talks for took office in January 53 after the talks for a ceasefire had dragged on for 2 years. Are you hearing this? Right? They had the ceasefire. They couldn't work anything else. The war had settled into a standoff with casualties being incurred, but with no change in the front line. That line that separates, right? 38th parallel, I think they call it. That separates North and South Korea. The fact that Eisenhower administration was ready to use nuclear weapons is not new. President Eisenhower in his memoir said that he came into office prepared to use them, if necessary, to break the deadlock, period. Now, what is new in 2,000 pages of documents that have been made public on the high-level planning of that day? And frankly, it even includes detail of the discussions that they had on the possible use of the weapons. Eisenhower was overwhelmingly, you know, he wanted to make sure that everybody in the room with him would use those weapons if they needed to. He wanted to convince them, tried to convince them, talk to them in such a fashion to say, look, we cannot be afraid. We cannot shy away from doing something like this if it saves lives. Think of what went on in Japan. You know what I love about this, too? Did you hear what Japan said a couple days ago? Think about what we did with them in the war. You know, big, nasty, big nasty United States, bad guys that we are. You know, one of the only countries in the world that'll bomb the crap out of you and go back when we win and rebuild for you. Put things back better than they were. Yeah, terrible people we are. Japan says it stands. It will stand with America. It will stand with the United States. It will be the defense mechanism for the United States, you know, near Korea, near North Korea as they are. So they're willing to put themselves on the line for us. China, not so much. Now, Truman, against using the bomb, you know, his predecessor, Harry S. Truman, ruled out their use when the subject came up at two separate news conferences before he was, you know, out of office. Eisenhower, however, indicated readiness to use the weapons rather than face another debilitating war in Korea. Now, Eisenhower's a pretty gruff guy at times. Can you imagine him in a meeting going, nah, put those bombs on a plane. We're not going to do this again. If these boneheads start this war up again, we'll end it really fast. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. More on North Korea. President Eisenhower, the real man, right after the commercials. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Idiot. Hey, there you go.
Go away, daddy.
Yeah.
We are back. I'm done with school. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going up there. You can actually even, you know, get involved in the conversation. There's a live chat room up there, and there's plenty of people up there that smarter than I am. You're probably even have a better time with them than me, but I hope not. But you might. So I do appreciate the time. I appreciate the time that you're involved with the show. Period. So if you head over to the website, I want your email address because I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on. I like to let you know what's going on. Please let me let you know what's going on. Anyway, you'll know the guests and the topics and that kind of thing. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you were taught to hate over the last 8 years, you find out you don't have to. Oh, my God, you mean I don't have to hate you? No, you don't. I also love the fact that the labels, I know I keep saying this because it's such an irritant, that these same hypocrites who give you the labels are the ones that said we shouldn't use labels. So, again, I really think that we can write a dictionary. If you get the dictionary that you have in your house, and some of you may have one. I still have a dictionary in my house. But get the dictionary, roll it out, and simply start writing another one that's 180 degrees from the one. You know, just make the descriptions or the definitions 180 degrees, the exact opposite of what you read in the regular dictionary, and we'll be able to speak Democratese. Seriously. Because none of this stuff makes any sense to me. So we're talking about what was going on in North Korea, because I'm tired of hearing, and this is the problem that we have, most people don't understand history. They don't know what North Korea was all about. They don't know what they've done in the past. They don't understand what's going on. And you've got these bleeding liberal hearts. I know it's a cliche, it's an old expression, whatever you want to call it, but you've got these Democrat senators and Congress people saying, hey, let them have the nukes. We'll just make sure, you know, we'll make them we'll make them agree to play nice. Oh, yeah, because that's worked out so well with them. And Iran worked out so well with them, hasn't it? I mean, come on, seriously. How many brain dead cells do you have to actually sit there with everything that's going on in the world, everything this little guy has done, and actually think, you know, let's let the kids have the keys to the liquor cabinet. We just tell them, we don't want you to drink any. Yeah, think about that. Go back to your high school days. Can you imagine leaving the house and saying, hey, you know, I got 2 cases of vodka, a couple of cases of scotch, 12 cases of beer, 2 kegs, and it's all in the garage, but, you know, don't throw a party. Right? Just don't use any of it. We're going away for the weekend. Come on. This is just craziness. Yeah, let them have the nukes. Tell them they can't use them. If they wanted to, he's never said he wants to defend himself. Everything that little dictator has said has to do with him hitting somebody first. Anyway, we're talking about how Eisenhower dealt with the Korean Peninsula, or the Koreans as a whole. If you missed the whole last segment, you got to go back and get it. I'm not repeating all of that again. But North Korea had it going on. Eisenhower was not afraid to tell the Chinese, hey, I'll nuke you too. Hey, we did it to the Japanese a few years back. I'm good with this. Now, the president expressed with great emphasis, this is President Eisenhower, the option that if the Chinese communists attack us again, we should certainly respond by hitting them hard and wherever it would hurt the most, including you know, their major cities. All right, think about it. So he was willing, Eisenhower was willing to hit them in Peking, hit them in their major cities to show them that he meant business. He wasn't playing around. When someone asked, Mr. President, does this mean it would be all-out war against communist China? The answer was simple, yes. See, we knew with China, from what I've read in the past, we'd have a problem with a ground war. They could just keep throw human resources at it after human resource at it. They had millions and millions and millions of people. But when you hit them at the time with the technology that we had, there was no way for them to fight. There's no way for most countries to fight. It's one of the hundreds of papers, most of them originally classified as top secret, included in the State Department's latest volume in a series called Foreign Relations of the United States. The volume's in 2 books, covers Korea from 52 to 54. And the series is mostly about American policy. Now, the discussion about the possible use of nuclear weapons in Korea was followed by a policy of threatening to use such weapons in case of a large-scale attack by a Soviet Union. I mean, think about the Soviets at the time, thinking about, oh, wait a minute. They're willing to use them against China. They're willing to use them against Korea. They're willing to use them against Japan. Maybe we shouldn't be so nuts here. There was also discussion in 54 of possible American nuclear support to aid French forces in a war that ended the French rule in North Vietnam. Now, in Korea, President Eisenhower asked Arthur Radford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, at the December 1953 meeting, whether he agreed that there would be a war with China if South Korea were attacked anew, again. He said, the admiral said that he did and added, we would have to strike against the communist Chinese in the air from Shanghai all the way north. These guys weren't afraid. They weren't warmongers. Don't let the left do that. These guys were not warmongers. They knew, like they did in Japan, that they had to do something drastic so the war would stop, so the killing would stop, so millions wouldn't die. Many of Secretary of State at the time and other admirals, including the president, felt that the United States shouldn't shrink away from using atomic weapons. They were all tight about the use of them. They knew that this wasn't a joke. This wasn't an easy thing. But it was serious. See, I guess what I'm getting at is they were willing to protect Americans no matter what. They were willing to do whatever it was going to take to do to make sure that Americans were safe. And when the Koreans, when the Chinese realized we weren't playing around, they signed the armistice. They stepped up. What's different between that and what Trump's doing today? Come on, think about it. You know, we have 40,000 to 50,000 troops in South Korea right now. Do you know why? To protect the South Koreans against the North Koreans. Against the nut in North Korea. They have nuclear weapons there, too, in South Korea. Under American control. So, if they get extremely stupid, it won't be a problem. Now, the Americans won't like it. They won't like what takes place. But it still won't be a problem. Now, move ahead 40 years, 50 years, whatever. We have played kindergarten chalk games, you know, hopscotch with these people. When Donald Trump, President Trump, chose the words in the terse manner as he delivered his threatening message on Tuesday, it's according to Newsweek, to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he's got significant backlash, but he doesn't care. Many people are afraid that the president's rhetoric will bring the U.S. closer to war on the Korean Peninsula. Yeah. See, it's Trump doing it. You see how they handle this? If these people were honest about it, they went all the way back, they would see, when it comes to, you know, Clinton and others, when it comes to Korea, we were always willing to do something drastic with the, well, I shouldn't say always. That's not true. At some point in time, presidents have known they might have had to really step up and do something. Even Al Gore said, I think it was yesterday or today, earlier today, that President Trump really inherited a mess in the Middle East and Korea. Al Gore. So those of you on the left that just love to believe everything the man says, that believes that every word that falls, tumbles out of his mouth is truth, he's now saying, yeah, Trump inherited this mess. Anyway, I'll finish this up in the next segment. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Isn't that just like a WAP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged, having real conversations, whether on the Facebook page and or the website, because we do have a chat room up on the website. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about North Korea, as is everybody, but I'm doing it a little bit differently. Most people don't know the history. They don't know what's going on there. They don't know how we've been able to keep peace. You probably haven't learned it in school, most of you. You know, it's funny, when I started looking through some of these stories, the older stories, I started remembering some of the things from high school that we learned about what was going on in North Korea and China and all of that. When they actually taught history, maybe started tweaking it back then, but they actually taught the history back then. And how we've got, you know, people say over and over and over again, the wussification of America, the wussification of our young people. But here we have a president who basically says, hey, if these people are unruly, they get out of control, they start spewing bombs, we're going to wipe them out. And that's distasteful? They think that that's what's egging on Korea? Because Korea's been doing this long before President Trump came into the picture. Iran was doing it, did do it. Right? So they don't, again, it goes back to the way they think. Look at how they apply this line of thought to everything. They don't want any trouble. They don't want to irritate anybody. They think everybody should play nice, should be a level playing field. Doesn't matter where you are, where you're from. So they don't want us to threaten Korea or anybody else because we want to, they don't want anybody to feel bad about themselves. And look what it's done. The only thing they say about the president's rhetoric is it brings us closer to war with the Korean Peninsula. I don't think so. When you've got Japan that's on our side and Guam that's on our side, South Korea that's on our side, you know, you go through all of these and you realize that they see what needs to be done here. Now, Trump inherited the global threat that is known as North Korea. And not only from his immediate predecessor, but look, Obama, George W., Bill Clinton. These guys have let this nut job over there run crazy for years. Nobody's stepped up to stop him. You know, for all the differences in all three in the administrations, it's kind of interesting to see how they all end up at the same place. But I don't believe that's going to happen to Trump. I don't think he's going to give them $5 billion or $8 billion to go away. You know, when Trump used words like fire and fury and power, he was trying to show the Koreans how strong we are. Well, you don't have to show them how strong we are. They know how strong we are. What he was telling them was, look, I got the bombs, I got the people, I got the resources, you don't, I'll use them. And I've got the UN behind me. Now, the mainstream media is saying that Trump is unhinged and he's using these words. He's a terrible. They're off the cuff. They're going to start a war because North Korea, China, and Russia don't want the military strike and they'll come after America. I don't believe that. Think about it. China and Russia voted in the UN to put these sanctions against Kim Jong-un. Actually, they did it against the Korean people. Because Kim's going to get, he's going to get whatever he wants no matter what anyhow. He's going to, look at it, he's not starving. Now, I don't know if that kind of power, that kind of leverage would have worked with Obama. Right? Obama never had threats like this. And any threat he did, you know, the Red Lion threat, he never backed up any of it. He never took action to stop a regime, whether it's a rogue regime group. He never really took solid, ongoing action that was needed to stop these kind of things. Both Obama and Bush had choice words for Kim and his father. But within the last 15 years, Obama, at first look, he was looking for a conciliatory route. Well, how do you do that with somebody who's not interested? Right? How do you do that with a dictator, with somebody who considers himself a god? So you can't hurt. That's the other thing. How do you do any damage to him? How do you hurt him when he considers himself a god? So my question to you guys is, are you good? Are you good with an attack on North Korea? Are you good with being the country, the group, the whatever, that would take action that would devastate a society? Right? Now, Clinton, even at one point in time, he toyed with the idea of just going to North Korea. And North Korea has always been problematic. I would never meet with the North Koreans on their land. And with everything that was going back and forth when Billy Bob Clinton was president, he finally got them to back down after he promised them $4 billion. Right? He gave them $4 billion to help them look for, search for, build up their oil excavations. Why are we doing that with a country that has always hated us? Would be fine and more than happy if we went away hard and fast. When do we stop playing these games? Again, like I said, we've become enlightened over the years, right? We've grown as a society. We don't need war. We don't need violence to fix things. They keep telling us that anyway. Seriously. So I don't know, people. I keep looking at this. Do I want to go in an all-out war with North Korea? Do I even want to start lobbing bombs there, knowing that there are people that are suffering there already? And I had to think about that as I was driving around today. I'd say, yeah, I'm okay with it. You know why? How many people will die if Kim starts lobbing bombs all over the place? Even Barack Obama at one point in time, he asked the military back in 2010, he was new in the presidency, right? To get with South Korea, come up with a plan, and be ready to attack North Korea. Yeah. He was actually telling them, we may need to do this, I want you to get ready for it. Right? Remember George W. Bush called North Korea, Iran, and Iraq the axis of evil. Remember that? Everybody went out of their minds. Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. But they always do that, too. They did the same thing with Ronald Reagan. Couldn't believe that he screamed at Gorbachev to tear down that wall. Remember that one, too? Now, North Korea had admitted back in 2002... Right? Think about this. Shortly after Bush became president, right? Remember? They have selective recall there on the left. Shortly after Bush became president, they had said they had developed a nuclear weapon program, even though they agreed with President Clinton that they wouldn't do it. Right? It's constantly, and then we want to keep trusting them. We want to keep telling them it's okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, I'm just going to deal with all kinds of crazy stuff in the next hour. And then I'm going to let you hear a little clip of what your kids are learning in school. It should make you throw up. If it doesn't make you throw up, there's something wrong with you. Right? Again, write it down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff you can do there. You can comment on our writers who put up pieces on a regular basis. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get the coffee mug, the water bottle. I know. I'm what do they call that? Carnival barking, right? T-shirts, everything. Go over there. Peruse it for a few minutes at the top of the hour. And then come on back. Anyway, you've been listening to Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Check out stations and times up on the website. We won't be long, so don't you, because I don't want you to miss anything coming in the next hour. We'll be right back.